turn the lights on. That's what my kids do. They're in the lab and they turn the lights on. I've got them turned on.
When they come in, they turn them
off. Were they in the lab too? Well, I'm
right in the library.
Yeah.
Urchin. Lock the door on me.
Yeah, that's what I'd call them.
Urchin monsters.
Little. It was my mom. Rapscallions.
I do like them.
Little rapscallions.
Is that on?
Yes.
Oh. I love all my students. I even missed the first semester one. Which is true, I do.
All righty. Let's get started. I got so many pairs of long underwear on, I feel like a blimp.
Why do you have so many on for?
Because I only got one pair, I got this.
It's cold out.
Because I don't know, man, I wear long underwear from...
It's a heat wave compared to yesterday morning.
I was going to say,
he would make it out west in the early days. You put them on,
and
you don't take them off
till March.
Yes, that is no lie. No lie.
That's what I like to do.
They never took them off.
Are you really that cold?
I get cold.
You're such a wimp.
Probably.
No, Friday night.
More likely.
I had the
wind. No wonder you couldn't get any deer.
It's too cold. It's too cold out there, man.
It was windy. I had the window open.
When it was cold and windy?
Oh, yeah.
You cracked the window.
Nothing like fresh air.
Dogs, man, where do you got your heat set at?
I don't know, but I have...
Wait until Jerry gets to that point.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with that.
Wait until Jerry gets to that point when she starts...
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Hot flashes and the menopause and all that good stuff. She'll be sitting there sweating up a storm, and you're going to be like, it is so cold in here. Shut that window.
She's already like that.
It has nothing to do with that. I just like it cold, and it's possible you sleep a whole lot better.
Yeah,
it opens up your sinuses when it's cold out.
In a cool room, you sleep much better.
Yep.
We get by good during the winter time, but we pay for it during the summer because she turns the air conditioning way.
I turn the... No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
And then I turn the fan off.
Don't even get me started, Michael.
I took my fan out of our bedroom so I could give it to my mother. So usually I have the little fan sitting on the floor just because I like the air moving. And it's not that I get hot, but I just...
52X fan on the ceiling going full force.
Yeah,
you still got...
Yeah, she does.
But
it's the sound.
I'm
for me,
hot.
It's the sound.
Yeah,
it's
the sound.
Yeah, it covers up everything.
Yep.
Two summers ago when he was on a modified second, third shift, but coming in at 5 a.m., I ran the fan to cover the noises in the house. And the 6 months he was on there, I woke up one night... One night, but that, and so then you get in that habit.
Yeah, no, man. That's why I do it.
That's why I do it, too. You gotta have a fan on, because I like the noise.
Oh, I love it.
We are so opposite.
You don't hear anything.
What's really weird is when you're up in the mountains at night and you're trying to go to sleep and it is so deathly quiet up there, you actually do hear voices in your head.
Yeah, that is. You hear your heartbeat.
You hear your
heartbeat.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's hard to get to sleep.
Well, it's a good thing you hear it. Well, it's
your heart.
You hear it. I'm living in trouble if I didn't hear it.
Well, let's get started, because we never know what's going to happen in this group. This sermon today, once again, is on the finished work of Christ. This is a... overall arching review of what we've been studying so far. Let's go to... Yeah, I don't want to give you guys these yet. There's 10 of them.
You don't
want to
give
things.
Us what? Easy?
No, I don't want to. I'll save the intro for today later, so you don't have to do the intro twice. There are 10 things that we have learned and are learning about the finished work of Christ. The first one is we are now made in the image of Adam as opposed to being created in the image of God. learned that one. Number.
What do you mean as in opposed to?
I know that is a word that's a.
Because we're made in the image of God.
Yeah, we are. But
Adam is made in the image of God.
Right. But because of the fall, that's gone.
Be a Chinese knockoff.
Yeah.
We're androids.
He's a remade. Taiwan.
Okay.
China.
So then that's probably what you need to put in there to clarify.
I will.
After Teresa asked.
Well, yeah, but a couple of weeks ago we talked about this.
I know,
and
but
he
it
had
sounds,
that up there.
Well, I know, but the way he said it made it sound like that we're strictly from Adam, and that's it. That we God had nothing whatsoever to do with it. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, that's fine. We still have a mind.
We still have God attributes.
Emotion. Will.
That we got from God.
Yeah, we still have these things. I mean, that's part of the creation. But now we are procreated in the image of Adam. We've lost the godly image. And now we have Adam's.
Sin.
Yeah. You're going to see. I put in here, too, due to this new image, we now inherit everything from Adam, namely death. Everything is now corrupted.
Oh, wait. What was two?
Two was, due to this new image, we now inherit everything from Adam. Namely death. It literally changed our nature. And we're going to see this in Romans 3:9.
Okay.
I put Romans 3:9 in here because, actually it's Romans 3:9 through 18. Because this is people.
This is good stuff because I'm going to be getting together with my sister and then we always end up with some kind of discussion.
It starts off, and I'll read some here. It says, what then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks, or Jews and Gentiles, are all under sin. Which is interesting because sometime, we talked about this in Romans, but sometime in chapter 1 and 2, Paul already demonstrated that Jews and Gentiles, the only two people on this planet, are all under sin. And then he begins to describe the inherited image in detail of man. Verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. That Greek there really means to the exclusion of the others. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it means there. It's so.
It goes with that song, No, Not One.
Yeah. It is. There is not one single person on this planet who is righteous. Verse 11 says, there is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. None means what?
No one.
Not one. Verse 12. Then he changes the wording, and he says, they have all turned aside. They have together all become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. And then 13 through 18 describes a little more in detail about what people are like. And it's overreaching. It says, their throat is an open tomb. Their tongues have practiced deceit. The poison of snakes is under their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, verse 15. Verse 16, destruction and misery are in their ways. And verse 17, and the way of peace they have not known. there is no fear of God before their eyes. That is the plight of the sin nature. That's the plight of humanity. And if you're a history buff, every one of those jump out at you. Every single one of them do. Because I'm a history buff, and I look at the history of the human race, and this is all I see. This is repeated over and over and over and over again. If you back up, let's back up to verse 10. None righteous, none who understands, none who seeks after God. What's fascinating is as soon as they lose their roots, as soon as they lose their adherence to a word, the word of God, or those that know what God's word is. See, I'm going way back. Right away, they lose their understanding, and they lose their ability to seek God. It's like, after the flood, here's a good example. After the flood, Noah had three sons. He had them before the flood, but they came on the boat with him. You had Japheth, Ham, and Shem. Just three. All of the races of this planet, I mean, we can always trace our lineage back to Adam, but all of our races from this planet came from one of these three. And I think I read it once where Japheth went, so we're talking in the area of Turkey and kind of the Mesopotamian area. Shem went into the Middle Eastern areas, that area. He kind of stayed there. Ham went towards Africa, and Japheth went towards Asia. But what's interesting is by the time you're already to chapter 11 of Genesis, people are already messing up what Noah had to tell his sons about the true God.
It was like that telephone game, though.
Yes.
You tell one person,
yes,
and then you tell
that's
it.
Yes, that's it. And unless you can go back to the original source, unless these guys keep it straight in their head, which he didn't, and neither did he. You know, he may have, and he may have, but their kids, their kids did not. Shem really was the descendant of the whole Middle Eastern, you know, Israel, all that kind of stuff. But what's fascinating is already by chapter 11, so the flood is over by chapter 9, and you have chapter 10, chapter 11 of Genesis. Already you have the Tower of Babel. And what's interesting in the Tower of Babel is they're building these pylon things that are really high. And there's one that was in the that was there was one that was in there that is higher than the other ones, and they're building them to the sky, and people are kind of debating on that, but were they trying to reach God, or were they trying to make a name for themselves? Well, they were trying to make a name for themselves. And at the top of these ziggurats was the zodiac.
Astrology?
Yeah. So they were already worshiping stars. Now, they may not have been worshiping the stars, because astrology doesn't do that, but it pulls information from the stars. But they're already getting their information from where?
An idol.
Yeah, something else than God. And if you look at the African tribes and India and China and all of these, they are so far gone from God. They're into everything. I'm still talking way back now. And that's what happens unless we are taking our cues from God. Then what happens is then you're taking your cues from the sin nature. And the sin nature always grows corrupt. It doesn't stay idle. It grows corrupt. finally you get the American Indians. You know, let's take it way back there. I did a study on the American Indians and their religions and all that kind of stuff. Some of them, it's like all of them had animistic practices. All of them did.
What's that mean?
Where they would be like, make sure that you say thanks to the deer's spirit after you kill it, because if you don't, you're dead. You know, they are worshiping the creation and not the creator. They're totem poles, you know, in the northern tribes. You know, they're animals. It's all about animals, because animals was their life. And so they begin right away. They're worshiping animals. Their focus is off of God. It's so diluted by this time that they don't know what to do. And so you have shamans, you have witch doctors, you have all that kind of stuff. That
I mean, they know that there is a higher power.
They know there's a spirit world. Every single one of them. Not one of them are atheistic.
But they just don't know how to. They're like anybody. It's right here. This is tangible.
Right. And what's fascinating, what Jennifer said, is none of these tribes are unspiritual. None of them believe what this country believed in the 50s, or what the Soviet Union believed. There is no God. The spirituals, you know, Christians are schizophrenic and all that kind of stuff. Not one of the tribes. I'm even talking in Africa. Wherever you go, every single one of them knows there's a spirit world. Every single one.
Yeah, I mean, the American natives even talked about the Great Spirit.
Yeah.
That was part of their whole religions.
Yep. Not all of them, but there were some that did talk about one Great Spirit. But it was undefinable.
Do you think, though, and I know they had missionaries, but maybe some of them, you know, kind of what they're saying makes sense, but, you know, because of the animosity, too, between Indians and the white people.
Yeah.
Because they were so...
Yeah, at first you had a lot of Jesuits going in. But even that stuff, Jennifer...
Even they were not the nicest people.
I know, and you look at it, and you read, and you're looking at it, and you're reading, and you're thinking in your head, how much of the good guy stuff is really lost? I mean, well, if we have to depend on historical records for everything, then nothing's certain. I mean, we can, to a degree, depend on historical records. But after a while, they disappear. You get parts of the pictures, but you don't get the whole picture.
Folk history takes over a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, your dime store novels made heroes out of villains.
Right.
In the West, so. You know, you got to go do some digging through records and stuff to find out actually what went down, what went on.
Yeah.
Well, and if you were, let's take the Jesuits, if you were a...
Because remember, church and state is together.
A Jesuit, or a... Not Jesuit.
What's a Jesuit?
Jesuit priest.
Priest.
But you got to remember...
Zealot.
Yeah.
Zealot.
Yeah.
You know, and the gold for Spain,
mm-hmm.
the gold, and you had another priest...
But the Jesuits were French.
Well, who cares? France, gold for France.
It's all about gold.
It's all gold. They're all going to get... But
gold.
You could have one whose heart was right.
Right.
And they'd get annihilated.
Yep. Or they would not... They would... His records would be...
Mm-hmm. Or he wouldn't get rewarded for, you know, another area, given another area to cover.
And he just died?
Yeah.
He just died in ambiguity. But reaching Indians. And see, we don't know about those people. Because if you remember, what is it said? It says they suppress the truth. And so you've got church and state together. So state is ruling the church. You got all kinds of unsaved missionaries coming over to the Indians that have ulterior motives. Now who gets to have, whose records come through? Whose historical records come back? You don't know. You don't know.
The ones that discover new territory.
Yeah, the ones that we're rocking, man.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. But the average Jesuit guy or some of these other guys or missionaries or whoever they were, you never even heard of them. You know, you go to a pastor's conference at Moody and you're in America and you look at all these guys that you'll never, ever, you see all these nameless faces and you're like, they're just quietly serving. Nobody knows them.
Yeah, yeah, but the main person does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but if you think about that, you're very insignificant.
Right.
I mean, it's like that one little grain on that beach.
Yeah.
And the saying that it's amazing what you can get done when you don't care who gets the credit.
Exactly. There were a lot of people back then, and a lot of Indians probably did get saved.
Well, you see in a lot of tribes, they went from the Great Spirit to the Great Father.
Right.
That's an indication that they were evangelized to.
Yep. The Nez Perce, the whole Indian, yeah. I Will Fight No More Forever. If you ever get to watch that show, I think that's the name of this show, I Will Fight No More Forever. But Chief Joseph, he was a believer. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get his people to Canada where he could get away from what he knew was coming. But he didn't make it. He just like, instead of fighting the white guys, he put down his weapons and said, I'm not going to fight this. I Will Fight No More Forever. But it's interesting how you see that. But getting back to this now. Okay, so here you go. This is what happens. This nature of Adam, unless there's something new infused in you, that nature will always grow corrupt. It grows corrupt.
Even Noah?
Well, no, because he was still in the original. Noah was still in the original.
Okay, what about Shem?
What about
him? Did he grow corrupt?
I don't know. I'm thinking Shem didn't. I'm thinking Shem didn't, because if you look at the lineage, it comes through Shem. If you look at Jesus' lineage.
I was looking at that, but it didn't go back. It just stopped at Abraham. It started at Abraham.
Go to Luke. Look at Luke.
At the very beginning of Luke?
No. It's in through about. See if we can do this.
Oh, there it is.
Is that where Shem said?
The baptism and genealogy of Jesus.
Luke
3:15. Oh, 3:21.
Yeah.
The son of Eli, the son of
all the way.
Shem.
There he is.
It's in 36.
It goes from the present to the past.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. It's starting backwards.
Jacob?
You see Japheth?
No.
Nope. You see Ham?
Nope. It's Shem.
Nope. So who's doing the choosing?
God.
Yes. And if you look at it, these were godly guys. Adam, Seth, Enosh.
Noah.
Canaan, Methuselah, Enoch, Jared. These guys were godly guys. There were a lot of other people on the earth at that time. But this is the lion that God has a hold of. So, in answer to your question,
Jesse, Nathan.
You wonder if Terah ever came around, Abraham's dad. Who knows? Boy, they're good at genealogy, aren't they? They put the Mormons to shame. I always thought the Mormons were good, but the Jews are better. When it comes to genealogy, they are nitpickers, man. They know their stuff. So, you don't see Ham, you don't see Japheth. Because they're corrupted.
So basically, all of these people right here, pretty much, I mean, they sinned, but they walked pretty much the straight and narrow with God, and all these people were...
Yep. Yeah, and if you look at that...
They veered off and came back.
Yeah. All of them, none of them have shining epithets or...
Well, I was going to say, because Abraham did with Haggai or Hagar or whatever her name is.
Isn't that funny? Even the chosen ones are not shining examples. They don't have a shining resume. If you were to put a heaven resume down, Abraham would surely have some things, but there's also some other things he'd have.
What Boaz do, but that was naughty.
I know, we have to go way back. No, you know what?
Boaz
who knows?
Was pretty good.
I know, he was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
Yep.
Except for.
Well, there's nothing written about him.
No.
Oh.
And Daniel. I don't think Daniel was in there, though. Was Daniel in there?
I don't know, I didn't look.
Yeah, but that
just
Daniel
said, I came, I saw, I died.
Judah. What do you think?
Oh, but Judah. Judah had his issues. Who did Judah marry?
Well, I think that's back farther, though, isn't it? Well, there's Judah, son of Judah, Perez.
Yes, he married.
He got into a little prostitute trouble, didn't he?
No.
Was
she waited
Judah?
along the road, and yeah, did their detail. Who is she?
So that's where the Beatles got the idea. Song
Rahab.
Hey Jude.
Was it Rahab?
Why don't we do it in a row?
Who was it?
Rahab's in there though. Isn't that funny?
No, Rahab was the one in Jericho. Because she was supposed to marry the son, and they all three died. No, the third one didn't. The youngest one didn't. I can't remember her name.
I have to look.
But she was promised, according to law, she should have had the young guy, the young son. So
I think Rahab's in the first one.
It wasn't Rahab. Rahab married Caleb. Right?
Oh, man, you're asking me that stuff. I got to look back.
I had just been reading.
Caleb was a good boy.
Golly, who?
Give me this hill. Let me take this hill.
Because they named him Prez. I'll have to back him up.
Backtrack.
That's going to bug me.
Well, can you put it on the back burner right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's when she'll think of it, though.
Oh, Jennifer, hang on.
That stone in my shoe.
Got it.
Mother of Pred.
If she messes up playing the piano this morning, you know, she's trying to figure out.
Just do a search.
I'll get it. Oh, my goodness. There's like 5,000.
Rahab?
No, it wasn't Rahab.
Yeah,
Tamar!
I was going to say Tamar.
I thought Tamar.
Is it Tamar? I thought Tamar was...
In due season. Yes. Because she asked for his ring and his rod.
He actually married Shua first.
Yes, naughty woman that she was.
And...
Who did not like Tamar.
Then Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar.
That's it. And then he died. And then son two, she
but
went
her,
to son two,
Judah's
he died.
Judah's firstborn was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Judah said to Onan,
that was him.
Mm-hmm. And Onan died.
Mm-hmm. That was number two, but then there was a third.
Did she ever get one of the sons?
No.
Not before he invented the internal combustion
engine. Because she dressed as a harlot.
Harlot.
Thank you. Harlot.
Genesis 38:15. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute.
So they went in the woods.
Yeah.
And so she made him give him his ring and his staff.
Yep. So Judah.
Mm-hmm. And then she was going to
bad resume.
And basically killed by her brothers because she was pregnant.
And
her father thought she was. What?
And then they found out who and then he took her in.
Yeah. That's interesting. Interesting story.
And Judah even says it. You know, it's funny. It's the same thing as David. It's a David thing. He says, and it came to pass about 3 months after that Judah was told, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. She's got a baby coming. And Judah said, bring her out and let her be burned.
Mm-hmm. Not knowing it was his kid?
Exactly.
Oh, the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy in the Old Testament and the New Testament is just unbelievable.
Because he didn't do and fulfill what he should have done. She kind of had to take it in her own hands.
Yep. And so she says, when she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law saying, by the man to whom these belong is the baby daddy.
The baby daddy.
Please determine whose these are. The segment cord.
So did they have like paternity tests and stuff like that?
No.
Or just take her
Yeah, it was. It was the staff and the, I thought it was the ring, but it was,
Oh, so she brought him out and said, hey,
because whoever these are is the baby daddy.
He made her, she made him give that to her.
Yeah.
Why?
That was her insurance.
And that is something that nobody would do at that time, but he did it.
That was like their car.
I guess so much enamored by her that,
baby, you were good.
Judah goes, well, first Judah does this. Yep. And then he goes.
So that was his daughter-in-law?
Uh-huh.
She has been more righteous than
I. She was married to his son.
Three sons.
She married all two sons. And they both died. And she figured, well, shoot, I'm going to go for daddy.
Well, no, it was a good, 10 years or so?
She was insurance.
And she was supposed to be brought back to marry Onan. She saw him in the market and realized that wasn't happening, so...
Dude, one of the kids was born with a scarlet thread on his hand.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
That was the one that came out and went back in.
Yeah, there was one. It goes like this. It says, and so it was when she was giving birth that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took a scarlet thread, bound on his hand, saying, this one came out first. And then it happened. He drew back his hand.
And then the other one
And his
came
brother
out.
Came out.
Oh, she had twits.
And she said, how did you break through? People get cursed right away, man. This breach be upon you. Therefore, his name was called Perez. Afterwards,
because
brother,
he came out first?
Because he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, like, he had some control over it?
I know. Afterwards, his brother came out.
Why didn't she stuff him back in there then?
Well, yeah, that's kind of tough.
Well, sure, let's stuff the kid right back in you. You know what's up? Never go, never to return again. That door's been shut.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I wonder why the first one put his hand out.
I don't know. I don't know if there was really any significance to...
Firstborn. You have to know the firstborn.
Right, but...
They're twins, and so they're coming out. You have to, the first one comes out, gets the inheritance.
Right.
No, but he wasn't out first.
But he was reaching his hand.
He wanted it first! That's what it was!
And she tied a cord around his hand. And then he went, whoop, and the other one went, shoing! And so she's like, this breach be upon you! Whatever that means. So.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy cow.
That's pretty powerful.
The Old Testament is awesome because it, you know what? Man could not have written the Old Testament. I know man did, but the hand of God is writing it. Because
well, if it was a lot easier to read, I'd be so... I mean, if I had somebody sitting there writing it down, just like what you guys just said, I'd just sit there going, oh, my gosh, what's
going to happen next?
The baby daddy. Like when I sit there and... Yeah. When I
you need
there and
Ebonics
try,
Bible.
Is that what
God
I need?
God was down with this program.
Oh.
That's a girl. Man, that is... I read that one.
Yeah, but you know, we don't have...
Yeah.
We don't have the details. We just have the... We have storyline.
But if somebody was writing this...
I know.
They would not put in all this stuff. Because all this stuff, a lot of this stuff is disgraceful.
Right.
Who's going to write about the king, David, who screws up that bad?
It's the original soap opera.
Danielle Steele will.
Oh, yeah. But you, a Babylonian king or a Mede Persian, you didn't write about it. That was... I just read something the other day about John Kennedy that I was just like, where did they get this information? It was on Fox.
Because the lady finally came forward.
Yeah. And I'm just going...
What was it?
Lady, she's 68 now. She was a teenage intern. Had relationships with John Kennedy.
And I believe it.
Months.
I mean,
oh,
power.
I do too.
Power.
That's been well documented.
And the family, I mean... I'm leaving that family.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
You know, but you don't read about it for how many years?
That's because 50? They're paid to keep their mouth shut.
See, but he's the king. See. And our king is less. Yeah, our king is more vulnerable.
And now her money's gone, so now she has to open her mouth up and get some more.
Our king is more vulnerable because he can't. Obama can't sit there and say, "What'd you say? Oh, your head's off." You know, you said anything bad about the king of Egypt or the king of Babylon or the king of Persia or Greece or Caesar? If you went up and said, "Hey, Caesar," you know, whatever, it was like, "Wow, kill him." I mean, you just didn't do that.
Well, you don't do that over in the Middle East either.
No.
I mean, you don't.
No. If they walked up at the Khomeini and did that, they'd be dead. You know.
No, don't they have to wear, like, scarves over their heads
and
stuff like
that?
Yeah,
just watch a funeral. I mean,
you just can't. Like, I can sit here and say Obama's stupid and an idiot. I say that about one of those people over there, they'll come find me and I'll be at it.
Did you hear what happened when
an example.
When the Korean leader died? The North Korean communist leader died? There were people that were put in jail because they did not look like they were crying hard enough.
I believe it. I was watching those people, yeah.
And so you saw all those North Koreans crying, and I'm just thinking, it was funny. Yeah, it was funny because I'm looking at it going, I thought these guys hated this guy.
They do.
And then two or three days later, a week later, you read people were put in prison because they did. I'm going, dude, no wonder they were crying.
They're crying because they wanted to make sure they weren't going to prison.
It's all fear. Mm-hmm. That's the heart of man.
Rule by fear.
Rule by fear. Hitler did it.
Well, I was going to say Hitler did it. So.
Because you've got more control.
Oh, yeah. You got all kinds of control then. Hmm. So there is none righteous.
So what was number three?
Well, yeah, we got kind of waylaid a little bit.
Sorry.
That's okay. We did that. So I get it. Number three was everything is now corrupted. We are all under sin. Actually, it was probably me that went on the rabbit trail because I got past verse 11 and I said, here's what it means. None understands. None seeks after God. Here's Japheth. Here's Ham. Here's the American Indians. Blah, 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 blah. And so we go to the next one, where it says they have all turned aside, verse 12, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. You know, now you're into ethics, because you go, well, wait a minute. Don't some people do good? Well, yeah, they do. Well, then what does this mean? There is none who does good.
Because they do wrong as well.
See, here's the thing. This is the thing that I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna step out on a theological limb here. A person who is in the flesh, even the very good that he does, if it is examined down to the nth degree, it will be found to have a wrong motive. Somewhere, somehow,
the prestige of doing it.
Somewhere, somehow, there'll be a wrong motive.
They might feel good.
And I don't know if it's on this level where they find it, or way down here after digging and digging and digging, but Jesus can find it. That's what's crazy. Is these people that are doing the best of the best, you know, they're philanthropists or, you know, whatever good they're doing.
So every good deed that I do has an ulterior motive?
In the flesh. If you drill down far enough, it has an ulterior motive.
Oh, that's sad. That's just sad.
There is a bad motive in there. That's how bad it is. That's how bad the flesh is. That's why God says only those in the Spirit. It's only the Spirit that we bear fruit for God. It's only the Spirit that we do good deeds. God prepared the good deeds beforehand that we should walk in them. And this is the thing that just rattles people. It's God. You have to be getting your source and your power from the Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit, and then you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. On the one hand, it's comforting because you're going, God has to do it. God do it. And I think we all have to come to that realization eventually.
Hmm.
You know. Verse 13 is a biggie. Their throat is an open tomb. They practice deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Oh my goodness, guys. All you got to do is watch Siblings. Oh, golly. Jennifer, you see it every day. I mean, how many kids do you actually see come up and say to one another, you know, I just wanted to tell you that you really, you make my day.
I've had somebody turn around and said some smart remark, and the guy said, oh yeah, you're just a, something, oh shut up, you fool.
Yeah.
Huh. I said, really?
How much easier?
Really?
Yeah, how much easier is it for that to come out?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. The negative comes out way, way, way easier than compliments. That's just the way it is.
And you really don't have a lot of control over it because it just kind of pops out.
It's just all over the place.
I know, I've tried.
For
a while.
Golly. I mean, I see it. I'll see it in me. I'll see, there's that flesh. It's dead.
And you know what I'm
see,
talking about.
See, some kids, you know, they just say whatever they want to say.
They
and
even,
it's like,
they don't even know.
That doesn't work in my room. Go put your name on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, I had somebody say, oh, Jesus.
Don't say that, Jennifer.
I said, who said it? And it was like, I said, who said it? No, I said, I heard it. And I said, that will never be used like that in my room. What was it? What was it?
Yeah,
I
now they want to know.
There. I didn't even say it.
You can't go there. Not in school, you can't.
Well,
go.
I will. I mean,
well,
if I could have picked
it
out.
It would have inflamed everything.
All I said is, I find that highly offensive. And unless you're calling on him for help, I don't ever want to hear you use his name like that again. That offends me, and that is my right.
Or he appears in the doorway.
What's that?
Or he appears in the doorway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know,
oh, okay, that way it can be used.
But it was just there.
Yeah.
I will.
Well, the last of this, guys, is, and we got to finish with that, was the last bell, but it says their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. When you read that, it's just the nature of man. That's what comes out. Words that you can't take back. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Oh, my goodness. How many wars have we had? Shedding blood is the quickest thing that we want to do. That solves everything. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. Look at planet Earth. It's polluted. And if there wasn't, by God's grace, controls, we would totally wreck this planet. Because what's interesting is we have controls now because we're no longer third world. But back in the 1800s, you couldn't even drink out of the Mississippi River. There was so much lead in it coming from Galena, the lead mines. They just dumped the excess lead in the rivers.
Well, you can't drink it now either.
Well, actually, what's weird is it's more clean now than it was in 1920.
Huh.
But that's because people put controls on it. But if you look over in the eastern block, the Danube River, it's totally polluted. Absolutely polluted. That's just the way man is.
Yeah, we've got to deal with more and more restrictions. Like, if we totally clean up our little spot of the world, it'll miraculously cure the whole world.
Right.
And that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, because over in the third world, over in Taiwan, or not Taiwan, but over in Vietnam and all these places, they're dumping all kinds of junk into the oceans. And they're polluting everything because they've got to make a living.
And China's just belching coal like crazy and no restrictions.
So all the stuff that we
stuff
do in the United States is
yes
not going to help. And
it drifts over here and our sensors pick it up and then our legislatures and greenies
say, we've got to have more
because we're doing all this. people. It's coming from across the ocean.
I know it. But they're doing the exact same thing that we did.
Yeah.
It's just we're beyond that now. To some degree.
Yeah.
And you think of all the heavy water. What are we going to do with all that heavy water, man? From new plants, you know.
Send it off into space.
I thought that was a great idea, and I said that in eighth grade.
What about the nuclear stuff
that
we got
from Japan?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's coming back.
What about all the nuclear stuff we got
from
Japan?
Well, there wasn't that much of that.
Oh, there wasn't?
The oceans are amazing.
They all absorbed it all. Good.
Got 30,000 feet of water.
The amount of radioactivity that was given off during that meltdown over there is nothing compared to the
Chernobyl.
What happened at Chernobyl, but also what